Kish koidme havaya shniya lekoidme havaya rishonim. But make a hekish the same way this girl was before she got married the first time. Before she got married the first time, she only had a father. So pshita then the father could be made for her nadarim. Now she got married, but the husband died. So now she's like before the second shidduch. So just like before the first shidduch, the father could do it by himself. Now also after the first husband dies, she's before the second shidduch, again the father could do it by himself. That's this makish koidmei havaya shniya lekoidmei havaya rishonah. We make this hekish and say, ma koidmei havaya rishonah. Just like before she got married the first time. Av meifa lechudei, the father was allowed to be meifa by himself. That's pshita. She's a daughter. She's not a begeris yet. She's only a nara. The father has a total rishus over her. So that's the diagov emhoyasiya double oshin that af koidmei havaya shniya. Even though she got married once, but the husband died, and now she's before a second shidduch like, but a kopon, she's in a matzav now, at a time now with no husband, so lachar is av meifa lechudei, that the father has the power to be meifa by himself. That's the drush of the imhoya silish, it's like a double kedushin. What do you mean a double kedushin? So a makish, the same way she was before she got married the first time, that the father had the total power over her, even though she got married. When he dies though, the same way, again, the father has total power over her. So the Ran says, makish havaya rishon l'shniya kloima, shedin shniya kedin rishonah. Ma koid me rishon, just like before the first kedushin. Av meifel chudei is av koid me shniya nami liyacha misa sabal. After the husband dies, is av meifel chudei. That's this rush of imhoya silish. Now the Gemara, yes, maybe no. Ema, maybe let's say like this. Hani mili, when do you make such a drasha? Binidorim shelo nirul yoris. Maybe only a neder that she did not make yet. In other words, that the husband did not hear about it at all. That's called Shlanira Lioris. That either she didn't make it at the time when the husband was alive, or even if she made it, but maybe only if the husband did not hear about it. Avo benedorim Shlanira Lioris. But maybe in a case, like here, where she was married, and the husband heard about the nether, but he just wasn't Mekayimit yet, he didn't do anything yet. And then he died right after he heard it. Maybe in such a case, since though the husband heard about it, so like he had a power on this nether, maybe now loy motzi mefer. Maybe now if the husband dies, so the father can't take over. Maybe loy motzi mefer av. Maybe the father can't be mefer by himself. It's true you have a posik and hoya siya. But maybe only like just like before she got married the first time. When she made a nether then, it was only by the father. The husband wasn't around yet. So maybe after the first husband died, maybe it's also only the same way. On such a neder that the first husband did not hear about. But maybe a neder that the first husband heard about. So it seems like he had a power to do something, even though he died right away, maybe now the father does not get his power over it. Like how do you know from the Tekish, even in the case when the husband heard about it? And the Ran says, Eim ha'an emidu b'l'dormish l'nir l'yoris. Dum yu t'kudushay havayi v'shayna, t'kaidme havayi v'shayna. Just like before she got married the first time. Shlanir Lioris. Nobody heard about the nether yet. Only the father. But maybe Ava Benadorim Shlanir Lioris Kaloima. Sheshama Oysam Kaidim Shemais. Maybe if the husband, when he was alive still, he heard that his wife made a nether. So that's cool. The husband has the power to do something. So even if he died right away, Lioyla Maimbalach Lemotzi Mefer. Maybe now when he dies, the father doesn't get total power. Because since the husband heard about it, so it's not like before the first Kedushin. Before the first Kedushin, nobody else was there, only the father. But here she got married and the husband heard about it. Maybe even though the husband dies, the power does not go back to the father. Maybe the father can't do it by himself. Only in a case where the husband didn't hear about the nether. And this the Gemara answers, even the Dorim Shlanir Lioris. If you want to tell me only in a case that the husband did not hear about the nether, and then the husband dies, so that the father could do it, The Gemara answers from this, Mibunureha Beisavia Navka. That's Pshita. Like if the husband never heard about the nether, and then the husband dies, so who's Allah? Who's here now? Only the father. So Pshita, the girl now is called Mibunureha Beisavia. She's called back by her father's house. So Pshita, the father could be made for. We're talking about the husband died, not the father. So man, if the husband dies, we say now, and the husband didn't hear about the nether, so that's pshita, that the pasuk says, mibunureho beisavia, that that that's pshita the father could be made for him. So Melo, you only need the pasuk of imho yosiya liyish to say that just like before the first kedushin, the father could do it. Now also after the first kedushin, after the husband died, the father could also do it. You only need it in a case where the husband true heard about the neder and the husband had a power to do something here. Just he died right away. So in such a case, even in that case too, when the husband dies, the power of the neder goes back totally to the father, and therefore the father can be made. Because otherwise, that's treated of the rare base of you, we know. Whereas if the husband never heard about it, so it's like the husband wasn't here, so treated the father could do it by himself. So you only need this pasuk where the husband did hear about it. And still the pasuk says, "Vimho yosiyish," that still the father could do it by himself. But then the end of the Mishnah says, "But for ze yofa koyachav mikoyachabal." There's a way though that now this way, like the father is better than the baal. But then in the sefer it's not that way. In the sefer though we say the opposite. In the sefer we say the husband is more stronger than the father. In the case where she's a begeris, when the girl becomes 12 and a half years old. So now the father has no more power over her. The father can't be made for the Nedarim. Mashen Kain, the husband could be made for the Nedarim. Zmora says, Hechidami. What is the case talking about? Hechidami, how are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, She Kitcho Kishinara, that the husband married her when she was a Nara, Ubogra, and she became a Bageris. That's what we're talking about now. In other words, the husband married her when she was a Nara. So at that time, two people were over her. At that time, when she made the neder, the father was around, she was still a Nara, and the husband was around. She's a Rishos Av, she's a Rishos Abal. So then what happened? And then she became a Begeris, a Bagra. So Gemarius, that can't be the case. Michti, let's see. Halacha is Misa Moitzia. If the father dies, it takes him out. Misa Moitzia. Or by Geras Moitzia. Because when the father dies, we had before, let's say she's still a Nara, and she's married. So we had before in the Mishnah, if the father dies, then the husband does not get the power anymore. So the husband cannot be made for the nether by himself. So they can't be afar anymore. That's called Misa Moitzia. Now, Ubageris is also Moitzia, Mirishusav. Even if the father's still alive, but once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she's a Bageris, she goes out of the father's Rishus. The father has no more power over her. So why don't we say, just like Ma Misa Lainis Reit Nishus Labal, just like when the father dies, even though she's still a Nara, but the father's power does not get thrown back to the husband, that the husband cannot be made for by himself. So it should be the same here also. Af Bageris Lainis Reit Nishus Labal, we should say the same Svara, that when the girl becomes a Bageris, so she goes out of the Rishus of the father. The father has no more power over. So what do you want to say? Now the husband could be made for by himself. But why? Lachur, we should say the same svara that the father's power never gets thrown back to the husband. So since at the time when she made the neder, she was a Nara, and at that time we needed two people to be made for this neder, the father and the husband, maybe when she comes to Begera, she goes out of the father's Rishus, so that Rishus cannot be given over to the husband. So Lachur, the husband should not be able to do it by himself. So why does the Mishnah say he could? And the Ran says, Michti, Misa Moitzim Shasat, Techivan Shemes Pokas Chusei. When the father dies, his chus goes away. Flemotzil Harish the bottom. He doesn't give it over to his children. Venafkulam Midachsiv Nezachalta Moitzim of Nechem. Flois Chus Penasechem of Nechem. The Din Yerusha is only upon property or upon Avodim, but not upon your daughters. That the father has a Rishus over his daughter, when the father dies, he does not give it over to his children either. Now, Ubageris is also Metzim Meshusav. The Yechsev in the Rehel Beis Sevilla, Veloi Ubageris, that the daughter is only in your Rishus when she's a Nara. When she becomes Ubageris, she's out of the father's Rishus. So why don't I say, Af Ubageris, Loi Nisoyk Rishus Labal, Kivon the Chalal Le Rishusav, Mekame Ubageris, since before she became Ubageris, Tok Yishakitsha Nara Hevi, when she got married first, she was only a Nara. So there was a father involved and a husband involved. So why don't we say when she comes to Begeris and she goes out of the power of the father, that's it? And why don't we say now the husband can't do it himself? So that's the way it should be. So this can't be Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah can't be talking about that she made a neder when she was first by Mikadish when she was a Nara, and later she became a Begeris. Because if that was the case, that the neder took place when she was a Nara, then when she comes to Begeris, the husband cannot be nefer by himself. But rather, the Mishnah is talking about Elo Shekitsha Kishiba Geris, that the husband went over to marry this girl after she was 12 and a half years old. So now the father's not here at all. Since the father's not in the picture, the only one that here was only the husband. So Pshita then, the husband has a right to be made for the Nadarim. That's the parsha in the Torah. So the Rani Elo Shekitsha Kishiba Geris. Uvoyis Lameima. Since there's no father around now, kol shegiyas man shenosna chacham loris arusa lefarnes asatzman. That even though the locher is a regular oris, cannot be made for his wife's nadarim. The din of to be made for your wife is only by nesuya, or at least when you're supporting her. Then there's always a pinchas asvara that an isha is naderas adas baila. Since the husband supports her, the isha's nadarim is always telling the husband. But just by an oris, you don't have that svara. So Ran says good. So let's wait until there's a time when the Chum said that the Oris has to be Mepharnes' wife. Since from then on the husband has a chiyuv to Mepharnes' his wife, from then on the husband could be made for his Nedarim. That's what we're talking about now, where the husband married this Bageris. She's over 12 and a half. She's 13 years old. The husband married her. So true, the first, we'll see, month before, before there's a chiyuv Mezainais, before the husband has to support her, that's not his man to be made for Nedarim yet. But once it comes a time when the Baal has to feed his wife, the Mezoinus, that must be said, the Svaro, Konderos, Das Baal, he no deris, then he can be Mepharnes. Then the Baal will be able to be made for Nedarim. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's the case that the Baal, when he marries the Bageris, he can be made for by himself without the father. For at the Gemara, Tanina Chodes Zimno. Now that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. This Chiddush we learned one time already. We learned the Mishnah later. Habayeris sheshosa yud beis chodesh. No. The Ran's last word is right. That's one kasha. One kasha that there's a Mishnah later that says trita. The Ran says, "Otinina chodesh zimna." The Yar Pirka for Tati Lomli. This is one kasha. Like there's a Mishnah later that says clearly that when you have a bayeris, avad the Baal could be made from the Dorim by himself. There's no father around anymore, so pshita the Baal could be made for. This is one kasha by itself. The Ran says though, but umakum megame the astik lekushia daifach mestisim basraisa. But before we finish off the kasha, the Gemara right away goes to ask the kasha. It says how bageris sheshosa yud beis chodesh. It says what? No, this is good. Tanina could be wrong one time later. How bageris sheshosa yud beis chodesh. That if you marry a bageris and after they wait 12 months. That's the zman when the Chum gave them, that from then on the husband has to feed his wife. So then since he has to be Mepharnes his wife, from then on the Nedarim that she makes, the Baal can make her by himself. So go to the Kashrus, first of all, there's a Mishnah later about a Bageris that the husband can do by himself. Why do we need a second Mishnah here? Now the Gemara goes, here's another Kashra, and that's Mishnah later. Hagufa Kashra, we have a Kashra and a Mishnah later. Or Marathi, you're telling me, ha Bageris shoshosh name osachodish. That if a Bageris waits 12 months, that after the husband married her, he married Kedushin, yeah, and didn't make Nisuyin yet. So if they wait 12 months, the Lachar is, even though he doesn't make Nisuyin yet, there's a Takaras Chachomim that he has to be Mepharnesa. So once he has to be Mepharnesa, then the Lachar is, any Nedarim she makes, the husband could be made for. So the question is though, why do you have to wait 12 months though? For the Gemara, Bageris Lomuli Shnei Masa Chedish. Bageris belamed yom sagilo. The Gemara later says by a bageris, all you need is just 30 days, 1 month. After the din of yud beis chodesh, that's only by an hour. By an hour, there's a loch you have to wait yud beis chodesh. But by a bageris, though, all you have to wait is just 30 days. Once they wait 30 days, that was dos man to mepharnesu. Like the Rani Israel, it's the Gemara later. So let pasachom the bageris el shloshim yom. How much you need. But I call for him, ask Kasha, you don't really need a complete 12 months. So my answer to Nechonami, Tani learn like this. Bageris, that's one case. And a case when you're Mekadish or Bageris could be you only need 30 days. And then, Vishashosa Yud Beis Chodesh. And a case when you married an Ara. And then you waited Yud Beis Chodesh, that's also the halacha. That since you waited Yud Beis Chodesh, now the zman when the husband has to be Mepharnes his wife, when you have to be Mepharnes your wife, that's the halacha that now the Nedarim she makes is called Adas Baila, and therefore the husband could be made for Nedarim. But I could... So I call for the moment, come welcome Kasha. I call for him still to Kasha. Like, if that's the case of our mission here, we're talking about where the husband married her when she's already a bageris. They're telling me now the chiddush is that the husband could be meister in the darim. Kashmir's like pshita. There's no father around, and that's a mishnah later. So what do you have to have two mishnahs for if he marries her when she's a bageris? Mikom lakum kasha. So first the Gemara answers the boy is saying lahocha dafka. I tell you really over here the ikah chiddush is about a bageris or bageris ketani. Hosam mishum the boy yiflugri of laws of rabbonin. Really, the Ikka Mishnah about a Begeris should be our mission here. It's not a kasha why it says it again over there. The main place is our mission here. Why does it have to repeat it a Mishnah later? It repeats it later. It's time to tell us there, Machlekes, we have less of Rabban. The Ran says, Iboy Yisrael of Begeris to Achadavka. Why does it repeat it again later? That when you marry a Begeris, Mishum the boy yiflugri of laws of rabbanon. Shemacha hadi v'toni lo lashminon. The lab divri hakoli. We'll see later. About this, the machlokes of Rav Lezner rabbanon. That's why the mishnah repeats it later about the begeris. But the ikar mishnah about the begeris is over here by us. He boy yisem. Another teretz is begeris dafka. Maybe if I cared later, the ikar is about the begeris. V'yadi the nosav reisha bazer nosav sefer nami bazer. There could be now mishnah taka. The reason why it says this. Since the Mishnah starts saying off that Bazir's Kayach Ha'av over the Baal, the Mishnah just wants to end off. There's another place that the Baal has a bigger Kayach over the father. But really, this Sefer is not the Chiddush over here. Because the Ikka place is the Mishnah later. It says this Chiddush, that a Begeris, when you marry a Begeris, the husband by himself can be made from the Durim. But the reason why our Mishnah says it a second time like is namely because of the Reisha. Once we say that in this way, by this right now, the father has a bigger power over the husband, the Mishnah someone said, do off is there, and this way it's the opposite way. So, it's not a kasha why it says this chedushim in both places. But that's a core point of the maskan here, though. When do we say by a bageris that the father could be made for the Baal, could be made for the Dorim, when he married her after she was a bageris? But if he married her when she's only 12 years old, and then she became a bageris, then Taka the Baal could not be made for those Nadorim. Because since the father had a power over her, when she becomes a Begeris, she goes out of the Rishus, her father, and the husband never gets the power of the father. Therefore, in that case, Taka the husband could not be made for. But the case that the husband could be made for is where he married her when she was a Begeris.